This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
He's wild. He's sweet. He'll shred your couch on a whim. Then come crawling back to you, purring happily at your feet. His behavior may be erratic, but he's still the world's best cat, who deserves nothing less than world's best cat litter. The number one natural and sustainable litter brand with no harmful chemicals or silica dust. Trade your clay today. Get world's best cat litter for the world's best cat.
Reports are stating that Spurs and Everton have opened talks for the transfer of midfielder Harry Winks. Spurs are now ready to sell Steven Bergwijn to Ajax for €25 million. Reports are stating that Gabriel Jesus prefers a move to Arsenal instead of Tottenham. And Lucas Moura has admitted his long-term future at Spurs is uncertain. Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. This is another edition of Tottenham News, where I'll be going through all of the latest Spurs news, rumours and reports. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button and also like and share. If you're listening to this on an audio platform, do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. And please do check out the channel sponsors, OneFootball, Zouch Converters, William Hill and Live Football on TV. A report has just been published by Football.London all about Tottenham Hotspur midfielder Harry Winks, and it states Harry Winks' transfer value revealed as Everton open talks with Tottenham amid Richarlison links. Harry Winks is one player who looks set for departure from Tottenham this summer, and his destination could be one step closer. In this report, it says Harry Winks is one of a number of players who could be set to leave Tottenham this summer. The midfielder made 19 Premier League appearances last season, starting in just 9 of those games. The 26-year-old struggled to get regular game time under boss Antonio Conte, and when he was given the opportunity, failed to impress enough to replace his teammates in the regular starting 11. Pierre-Emile Højbjerg started the campaign playing alongside Oliver Skipp. After the youngster's injury and arrival of midfielder Rodrigo Bentancur, there was a smooth transition in partnership and Harry Winks was still sidelined. In October, the midfielder was very honest about his feelings on his future at Tottenham and said, "Listen, I love Tottenham. I've always made it clear, but I want to play football and I want to play regular football." Also in October, Harry Winks went on to say, "The only way to play your best football, get momentum, is when you're playing regularly. Listen, I'm giving my all for the club. Of course I am. They stuck by me, I stuck by them, and I want to play for Tottenham. But it is difficult when you get matches here and there. Confidence is low and you don't get that run of games. It is difficult." Also in this report, it says that the Liverpool Echo have reported on Wednesday that Everton and Spurs have opened talks about a move for Harry Winks. And according to CIES, the 26-year-old could be worth up to £12.9 million, which would be a decent amount for Spurs to put towards other signings. They may not need to look too far to do this, with an Everton player already reportedly on Tottenham's radar. Of course, that is Richarlison. And in the report from the Liverpool Echo, it states that Everton hold Harry Winks' transfer talks with Tottenham Hotspur. The Echo understands that Frank Lampard has identified Harry Winks as a player who can bolster his Everton midfield options. It also states that talks between the two clubs are understood to be at an early stage, but there is hope from all three parties that a deal can be done. A report has just been published by the Daily Mail and now stating that Tottenham Hotspur Football Club are ready to demand over £20 million for Steven Bergwijn from Dutch club Ajax. Steven Bergwijn has fallen down the pecking order at Tottenham. Ajax are ready to step up initial interest to bring the forward back to Holland. And Bergwijn has admitted he has to target first team football before the World Cup. In this report, it says that Tottenham have reportedly slapped a price tag of over £20 million on forward Steven Bergwijn, with Ajax ready to step up their interest in the Dutchman. It then goes on to say that Steven Bergwijn has struggled to earn a first-team spot under Antonio Conte since the former Inter Milan and Chelsea manager's arrival last year and does not appear to be in the Italian's plans following qualification for the Champions League. Spurs are likely to take a loss on the Holland international, who was one of Jose Mourinho's first signings as manager during the 2020 January transfer window for £27 million. Steven Bergwijn has already admitted he is open to a return to his homeland as he looks to nail down a spot in the Dutch squad heading into the World Cup in Qatar this winter. He said, "A starting spot here at Tottenham, I don't think so, to be honest." Steven Bergwijn then wanted to say, "It is a complicated story for me. I don't play much. Ajax could be an option for me, and a return to the Netherlands could be an option for me. The World Cup is coming." Back to the report from the Daily Mail, it states that while a flat fee could be discussed, a swap deal could also be in the works, with Tottenham keen on signing Brazilian winger Antony. The 22-year-old scored 8 goals and netted 4 assists for Ajax as they won the Dutch top flight, and he's thought to be rated at £51 million. However, Spurs would be locked in a fight with Manchester United to secure his services, with the Premier League rivals now under the management of former Ajax boss Erik ten Hag. The Telegraph in the Netherlands have just reported the chances of Steven Bergwijn arriving at Ajax are now extremely big. The fans will have to be a little more patient, most likely after the 1st of July. But with the utmost guaranteed certainty, he will join Ajax. They have also stated Ajax are going to break their transfer record to sign the Tottenham Hotspur winger Steven Bergwijn, and The Athletic have just reported a fee of €25 million has just been agreed for Steven Bergwijn's departure, and the final details are being sorted. A report has just been published by the Daily Express and they are stating that Manchester City striker Gabriel Jesus prefers Arsenal move to Tottenham as rivals battle to sign Manchester City ace. Gabriel Jesus is set for a Premier League stay next season as clubs tussle for his signature. It states that Gabriel Jesus is keen to stay in the Premier League next season and would prefer to leave Manchester City for Arsenal than their North London rivals Tottenham Hotspur. Mikel Arteta is closing in on his number one summer target, but Tottenham and French League champions Paris Saint-Germain are waiting in the wings. Jesus is looking to leave Manchester City 6 years after joining as a teenager in a £27 million deal. And according to the Daily Star, negotiations over Gabriel Jesus' Arsenal switch are now advanced, with Mikel Arteta eager to reunite with the 25-year-old after their successful relationship in Manchester. And the report is claiming that Tottenham are monitoring the situation as Antonio Conte hopes to continue his summer recruitment spree with a new forward. However, Gabriel Jesus would prefer to join Arsenal, where he would be confident in more regular football among less competition than in Antonio Conte's squad. A report has just been published by the Evening Standard and they are stating that Lucas Moura admits long-term future at Tottenham is uncertain. Lucas Moura has admitted the upcoming season could be his final campaign as a Tottenham Hotspur player. The Brazilian has fallen down the pecking order in North London following the January arrival of Dejan Kulusevski, with Antonio Conte targeting more additions to his front line this summer. Compatriots Richarlison and Rafinha of Everton and Leeds United respectively are targets for Spurs this summer, and with Heung-min Son and Harry Kane showing little sign of slowing down, Lucas Moura's options look limited. Also in this report, it says earlier this month, the former PSG forward revealed there was a 90% chance he would stay at Spurs beyond this summer. But speaking to journalist Andre Hernan, Lucas Moura did hint at an uncertain future beyond that. He said the idea is to fulfil the contract. It has one more year with the option of one more on the part of the club. So at the end of this season now, if the club wants to extend it for another year, they have that option. But my idea is this, finalising the contract, playing in the Champions League. We haven't played in the Champions League for 2 years, and now it could be perhaps my last Champions League there at Tottenham. So then the idea is to stay there, fulfil the contract, then be free, then decide where are we going. Now, my thoughts on these stories in this episode, Harry Winks. I've spoken about Harry Winks at length. It is definitely the right time for Harry Winks to leave Tottenham Hotspur Football Club. And to be honest, I think Everton is absolutely the perfect club for Harry Winks. I really do. And I wish him all of the very best for the future. As I've said many, many times, I fully expect 100% Harry Winks to be leaving the football club and, you know, get some money in and then reinvest this money into players Antonio Conte wants to use for next season and, of course, make us stronger. Spurs ready to sell Steven Bergwijn for €25 million. I've spoke about this one at length as well. Fully expect the player to move. He wants to move. He wants regular first-team football, and I don't blame him, quite frankly. And he is another one that Antonio Conte doesn't seem to give game time to. So, you know, these two players, Harry Winks and Steven Bergwijn, when they do leave in the next couple of months, I wish them all of the very best. The Gabriel Jesus one, of course, I fully understand it. You know, Tottenham Hotspur have a fantastic front line. Harry Kane, Heung-min Son, Dejan Kulusevski. You know, let's be honest and frank about it. Arsenal don't really have anyone up front for them. So any striker coming in, any attacking player coming in, they will walk straight into the Arsenal first team. You know, their starting 11. And when I had Fabrizio Romano on the channel a couple of weeks ago, he said, Gabriel Jesus, his next move, he wants to be the number one striker. He wants to be up front and he wants to be playing regularly. And it makes perfect sense that he goes to a team like Arsenal. I'll be gutted, actually, that Gabriel Jesus signs for Arsenal because I really do rate him as a striker. I think he's a fantastic striker and he will probably do very well there. Now, the Lucas Moura one, I spoke at length about this one as well a couple of weeks ago because he said similar comments before. And, you know, I said that I would cash in on Lucas Moura this summer if we could. A number of comments on YouTube didn't like my comments that day. But of course, Lucas Moura has come out and said that he wants to leave on a free transfer when his contract is up. I cannot see Tottenham Hotspur allowing that to happen, you know, particularly when we paid a lot of money for him a couple of years ago. So if a bid comes in for Lucas Moura this summer, I wouldn't be at all surprised if Tottenham Hotspur accepted it. Now, thanks for watching and thanks for listening. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button. Also, like and share. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. And also, please do check out the channel sponsors, One Football, Zouch Converters, William Hill and Live Football on TV. Enjoy the rest of your day and I'll see you on the next one. Until then, come on you Spurs.
Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. How does it work? You pick 2 to 6 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. Didn't get your picks in before the game started? No problem. You can get in the game for the second half. Sign up today using promo code FOOTBALL and get your first deposit instantly matched up to $100. Go to prizepicks.com or download the mobile app and enter code FOOTBALL to get your deposit match. Some restrictions do apply. See the website for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18+, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.